And we're back here on NewOrleansSaints.com. I'm John DeShazer, joined by Saints General Manager Mickey Loomis here at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. And Mickey, first things first, we've heard all the rumors about Brandon Cooks and the potential of people, you know, inquiring about him, and just, you know, your take on that situation.
Well, John, I think, you know, first of all, you get calls every year, you know, about players on your team, and you make calls about players on other team and other teams, and you know, we always listen. But, and we like Brandon Cooks an awful lot, and so it would take an awful lot to for us to consider making a move there. But listen, we're always open for business is I guess the best way to say it.
Now, as a general manager, and as you mentioned, this happens every year. Does it? I don't want to call it aggravating, but when the rumors start to leak out and things are made are kind of blown out of proportion, is it, I guess, a little bit distracting?
I don't know that it's distracting. It is a little annoying at times, especially when, you know, there's not much factual basis for the rumor. But I wouldn't call it distracting. Listen, we're able to go about our business, and especially here. So it's fine.
Yeah. Now, we know that Jarris Burritt will be released to safety in the coming days. Does that speak to the confidence you have in the guys that you have on the roster and also in the upcoming draft?
Well, it does to some degree. Listen, I enjoyed having Jarris on our team. I wish that it, you know, worked out a little better. You know, it was unfortunate that he was injured that first year, and because he's a good man and he's been a good player. But we wanted to give him an opportunity to see what's out there and available for himself before free agency started, or at least during free agency. So that was the reason behind it.
I know Saints fans are a little bit excited that there is more salary cap flexibility this year for the team. What exactly does that entail, and what does it mean for the team?
Well, it's, you know, look, we do have more room than we've had the last few years, which is nice, but it's not like we have, you know, the most room in the league or anything like that. There's a number of teams that have a lot of room available, and you know, we'll see how that impacts this free agent market. We still have to make, you know, good decisions. We have to spend wisely. But we're always looking to improve our team through free agency and obviously the draft and trades as well. So we use all the avenues, but we have this, you know, limited resource pie to divvy up, and we'll see how it works out.
You know, when you're trying to strengthen the team and get the reinforcements, is it easier to do so in the draft or free agency, or, you know, how hand in hand does it work?
Yeah, I think it works in hand in hand, and from year to year that can be different, just depending upon the pool of free agents that are available versus the quality and depth of the draft, and particularly at a given position. So, this year I think our initial reaction is that the draft is pretty deep, so we're excited about that.
You know, and you just mentioned this draft being pretty deep. We're hearing it's a great defensive draft. Does it pretty much tilt that way?
Yeah, you know, so far I would say that, you know, that would be our opinion. And yet, man, there's some good offensive players as well. So I'm excited about the players we're going to end up with.
When we talk about this team, and especially the offense, I guess we have to always go back to Drew Brees and his contract situation. He's going into the final year. But you guys have been through this several times, and there seems to be no panic. Is it pretty much a calm situation again?
Yeah, look, I fully expect Drew to spend the entirety of the balance of his career with us, and I think he does as well. So, you know, I'm not worried about it. I don't think he's worried about it. We're just worried about improving our team and getting back to being, you know, a playoff team and a team that has a chance to win a championship.
Yeah. Are you and Sean pretty much in concert on the musts, quote unquote, on this team, pretty much the defensive ends?
Yeah.
Or a rush guy?
Well, we're in concert on, you know, we've got a lot of musts and a lot of needs and a lot of wants. And look, we determine that list as an organization, as a football operation. And so we're all on the same page with regard to that. And, you know, now we just have to come up with a plan to fill them all.
Does either or excite you more, the draft or free agency?
Well, you know, I think this, it's whatever's on deck, right? So free agency's on deck. That's what we, that's what's most immediate. And yet we're here, you know, looking at draft prospects and you know, doing the interviews and obviously getting the physicals. and then getting a chance to see these guys firsthand. So it all excites us, yet I would say free agency is what's on deck.
You know, when you talk free agency, how much emphasis, I guess, is placed on retaining what you have that are proven commodities?
Yeah, look, it's always important that you keep your core group together. I wouldn't say we have an abundant number of free agents this year, but we've got some guys that we've been in contact with. We make sure that they know they're wanted, and yet I understand, you know, they're at this point where they want to see what the market has for them, and hopefully we'll get an opportunity to respond if they get an offer they like.
All right. That's Saints General Manager Mickey Loomis. I'm John DeShazer, and this is NewOrleansSaints.com.